The days between master and disciples will be presented in Chinese and English, with the titles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian,Spanish and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但是遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北边到南边。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延山峰、美丽瀑布、甲雕刻精致的庙宇。东部地区有一系列的美景，山腰海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心。到現在因為保障到很多早期移民中初在這裡的宿舍。
兩千空氣年初，青海部長書回應了咱世界會會員新地的渴望，在空氣年二月十八參加新年的慶祝活動，甲來自全世界大約一百名的世界會會員甲貴賓，在佛羅摩薩歡慶第二年的農曆新年。在吉祥如意的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海部长书颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，国际和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员候选人阿瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对优乐难民所做的慈善义举。
咱今麦邀请你聆听青海部长书对阮世界会会员做数的开始。无上修行世家，1992年12月，伫福尔摩沙山地门。
The same experience. I just want to contribute, and I don't know if it will help or not, but I was feeling very depressed, and I couldn't do anything. It's the same situation. And I decided just to sit and cry for a couple of hours.
You feel even better.
Then I felt much better, and that night during my sleep, Master came and comforted me. So, and then after that, I got back in shape. So, And another way I do to solve my problem, if I have a problem, I just sit and meditate on it until I'm clear in my head what to do about the problem.
Right. I'll just do it and take the risk. Pray to the master, say, I don't know what choice is best, I just pick one. So you guide me. Yeah. Understand? That's it. This,Which one do you feel the most, understand, comfortable, like that? Otherwise, how do we do? Of course, meditate is the best. But you have so much problem, you cannot meditate 24 hours, right? Each problem needs about 4 hours to solve. And then you have the next coming, and you...Then you don't have to do anything. Just sit there and meditate all the time on problem. You know, the silent tears. I write everything about you because I have gone through. And sometimes I stamp my feet. You don't see?
Yes.
I say, all right, if you don't come, then you don't come. Go anywhere you go. Don't bother. All right?
I'm fed up.
Finished. Yeah. And then the master comes.Understand? Yeah. So like sometimes you quarrel with your wife and your husband and you don't talk to each other. Yeah. And you know, sometimes you know you're right and that person knows also, but she doesn't come and then you just ignore her and then she come. She come around. Right? Yes. The master is not that unreasonable, you know. After all. Supposed to be very, very reasonable, very sweet person. But sometimes we cannot see, we cannot feel because we are obstructed by something. Understand? That is all. We have to go around. For example, we are meditating now on the riverside, right? And sometimes you could walk straight very fast. But then because the straight way is not easy, because there are big blocks of stones or something like that, so you walk around. It takes a longer time. That's all. It looks like you don't move forward, but you are forward. Understand? Yes. Well, we just have to walk around. Winter nights seem long, but it never lasts. It doesn't last forever.
I also like to go and stay in an ashram to work for some time.
If you are clear, you know that you don't make trouble for yourself while you were there. Understand? If we want to stay in the ashram, it's all right, but we have to be clear of responsibility. Understand? Because that is a place for rest and meditation. If we bring this kind of mundane problem into it, it's not correct for the people who live there. That is all. Otherwise, everyone's welcome. Understand, huh? We should try to keep our social responsibility in order to keep our group going. Understand? For the sake of us and everyone else. That is all. Nothing else I ask of you. Anytime you're welcome in any ashram, be sure you're clear and clean. At least the outer responsibility, or inside, I cannot help you. I cannot ask you, because if you're absolutely clean, then you don't need me. And you don't need the ashram, that's for sure. But at least the outside, you understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you.
I understood with the mind that we don't have an I. We don't, our feelings are not us, and our thinking are not us, and so on.
Right.
So what is the thing that goes from one reincarnation to another, and what causes karma and collects it, and what causes merit and collects it? Is it our mind who?
Our mind.
Okay.
Yes. Our mind. And our soul that clings to that mind. Understand? For example, the car goes wrong and the driver doesn't jump out of the car. Then he get done with, together with the car. If he jump out in time, if he doesn't feel attached too much to the car and trying to save the car, then he might save his life. Okay? Some people love the car more than their life. Yeah, that's the same trouble with most of us. We love our garbage collector more than our soul, more than our real self. We're always in touch with the outside world, with the collecting thought, with all kind of preconceived ideas, with all kind of nonsense, but we're not in touch with our real Lord, our real self. So we have trouble. If in our life, you understand who's living now? The awareness. Understand? The real I that is living through the perceiving agents of the hands, the feet, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the feeling, the brain. Understand? That's it. And should I, this awareness, always get stuck with these feelings, with these thinking, with these informations, then the I cannot be free from the feeling, from the thinking, from the preconceived collecting ideas of the society, of the environment, of the habit. And of course, that true awareness, this true I, have to come back again. Should this true I always understand that he, the true I, the true awareness, is only the witness of all these feelings, of all this thinking, of all this collecting thought, then this I never gets stuck with this feeling, never gets stuck with these ideas, and is always free. So when he dies, he knows absolutely he is not this feeling, not this binding, not this surrounding, not these ideas. Then he's free. He merged back to the whole river of life, and not get stuck to that corner of so-called thinking, feeling, and hate and love and all that. Understand? So we have to awake our awareness again, pull it back, and keep reminded all the time, you are not this feeling, you are not this idea, you are not this, you are not that. Understand? Nothing is you.
Same with pain?
Yeah. Pain because the body feels pain, because the nerves feel pain. The nerves is made to feel things. Yeah? And the awareness, enjoy this feeling. Enjoy to know outside things. Otherwise, how can we be aware? This is the awareness. Understand? That experience pain through the body. But the awareness itself has never pain. If you eat an apple, it's the apple that is sweet. It's not your tongue that's sweet. Not you who are sweet. The sweetness is not you. It's from the apple. And the you are the one who enjoy the sweetness. For example, so like this, same similarly, we ourselves, the awareness, enjoy the pleasure, know the pain, and reject the unpleasant things. But all these things, it doesn't matter. Okay, you enjoy it or you reject it. You experience the unpleasant or pleasant, but that's it. But you are not the pleasant or unpleasant. These are only circumstances. So why should you get stuck there? And be bound, like after life. Because you're not satisfied. Huh? You have to know that these things are fleeting. Today it comes, tomorrow it goes. Okay, that's it. If I have joy, I enjoy it. If I have unpleasant things, and I endure it. And that's it. And when I'm gone, I'm gone. When I don't have them, I don't have them. Otherwise, if we, the awareness, keep chasing after pleasure, then you reincarnate. The awareness trying to catch the last leftover feeling. So try to put itself into a frame again. And enjoy. Or suffer. Always clinging to this sweet or bitter feeling. Understand? Chasing after them. Okay, one more again. If we have an apple, somebody give you an apple, and you eat it, oh, you love it so much, and now you don't have another one. Now you go everywhere searching for an apple. Then every day your mind is only apple, 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 and you cannot do anything else, and you lost yourself. Understand? You lost yourself in the sweetness of the apple. The same thing with our life. The awareness, chasing after pleasure, and hating the unpleasant. And we get stuck there. And the awareness cannot free itself from this feeling. Therefore, we are bound. We're not liberated. If we know that every moment, and that especially at the time of death, that we are not this feeling, we don't care about this feeling, and we have done with all this feeling, then we are free. We are always free. We have never been unfree. Understand?
Yes.
So cry when you want to cry, laugh when you want to laugh, but understand the crying and the laughing is not you. You just experience it. So for the sake of knowing things, for the sake of existence. Otherwise you don't exist. Otherwise the world doesn't exist. Understand? Okay, we say the world is full of suffering, it shouldn't exist, but why shouldn't it exist? Right? Why shouldn't it exist? If it doesn't exist, also boring. Nothing else to do. And you enjoy all the time? Oh, I am that, I am that, I am that. I am that, I am God. That's it, I'm almighty, I know it. I have no suffering, nothing, I'm always blissful, and so what? Understand? You don't bother about nirvana, so what? Understand? If you're happy every day, so what? But because you still want nirvana, so work for it. Work until you don't want anymore, you're fed up with it, and then you're free. I only want you to work to nirvana, because I want you to know that you don't need nirvana. Understand? But as long as you need it and work for it, then work for it. If you still want the dummy, the plastic one, then just have it. But you have it until your mouth dry and have no milk and nothing, and then one day you throw it. Understand? And realize that you don't even need it in the beginning. Because you're always free of that. You don't need that. Yes, sir.
Please tell me how to relax our physical body.
You don't know? How do you relax when how do you sleep? Huh? Just like that. How do you sleep? Do you cling to something? Or you hold on to something? Or you hold on to microphone? Or you hold on to your pen or something? Oh, you do something tragically? Just like when you go to sleep. Yeah? Put everything out. Now you rest. Understand? Just tell your mind you're going to rest. And that's it. Don't think of anything, no business, no phone call, anything. Everything have to wait until after meditation. And then when your mind rests, your body rests. Huh? Just like when you go to sleep. And you sit there, and just like you go to sleep, but you don't sleep. That is all. Okay? And if you do sleep, then you sleep. It happens. It happens. And do some exercise if you don't have a lot of exercise. It depends. If you feel restless, then take some deep breath, understand? And do some exercise in movement according to what you like. And then move the body like this, like that. And kicking around. Do some gymnastics, understand? And that's it. And then you sit. Or walk a little bit. Wash your face so you are awake. Yeah? And just like go to sleep. Except you keep your attention in your wisdom center and don't sleep. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. You want to visit me only? Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Because we are afraid of tension. That's boy for before I was born. Then the first time he see your picture and he kiss your picture very, very much every night, over 10 times per day. Then after that, he saw you one time and after he come back home and he say he want to come back home. And he say, where your house? You are, you say, he say, his house and master house. And master play. Then until every day, about 4, 5, 10 days, more 10 times per day. Then until I have a change come over here and I keep secret because I don't want he know. Then I wait until the day before I left and I received my airplane ticket. And he hold that airplane ticket. He said, oh, mom, congratulations, that's airplane ticket. You go see master. And I very surprised. Yes. And I said, oh, mom, congratulations. You go ahead to go. Don't worry. And I stay home. You be good boy. But as a master, when I come back home, he come over with master. That's the question he want me answer. And he say, you don't answer. Only master answer for me. I wait at home. I will be good boy.
That's cool.
Thank you, master.
How do you answer if you were me?
Because I am not master, so I don't answer.
The one boy in Hong Kong want to see me, another girl in Thailand want to visit me, another boy in Canada want to become a monk, and another boy want to see me. What shall I do? Tell him to stay home and see the master inside.
Yes, I told them, and you still you're young, you stay home. Eh?
Alright. So tell him just be a good boy and wait until time comes.
Yes.
I don't know when. Whatever God arranged, it will come. Alright?
Yes. Thank you very much, Master.
And whenever God arranged, then you can come. We both have to wait, me and him.
感谢你的支持，想看今日的《师徒之间》节目，明仔请更加想看《无上修行世家》的第四集。今天听完了后，请更加想看更加多下面确定的节目。希望你在上天主爱的怀抱内，永远快乐。
We thank you for your positive presence on today's Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for a part 4 of the Spring Spiritual Ancestry. And now, please stay tuned for more positive programming. Coming up next, right after Not Worthy News, we wish you eternal happiness in heaven's loving embrace.